oxidative phosphorylation, exceedingly hard to explain, accounting for cation movement and why you need a membrane. But the chemiosmotic theory gives membrane a structure, a role, accounts for uncoupler action and respiratory control. Mitochondrial in the membranes have redox complexes inlaid, and their topological features direct a proton cascade. Electrons and protons in symport move outward on enzymic track, followed by charge separation as electrons alone cross back. In the simplest of formulations, all reductions on matrical side need protons as well as electrons, hydrogen atoms implied, whilst reductions at external surface, for example of cytochrome C, take electrons alone to pass inwards, leaving protonic charges free. Now the net result of this looping, four sucks in it, say you loop twice, makes coupled respiratory complex, charge separating device. And the driving force for this process is potential change delta E, redox energy thus converted is transduced to proticity. Now control upon respiration and more separation of charge is imposed as membrane potential becomes increasingly large. But uniport cation uptake on porter or ion of four starts to collapse the potential, permits respiration once more. Such uptake is somewhat restricted by internal buffering state, as more protons are ejected, so delta pH gets great, and the motive force of the protons, which slows respiration when high, is a term with delta pH in, plus membrane potential of psi. As psi drives cation uptake, and delta pH becomes great, an antiport Pi hydroxyl can make salts accumulate. But a far more important process that's linked to this proticity is of course hydrodehydration between Pi and ADP. For inlaid across that same membrane is FO with protonic well, F1 ATPA stuck on it by OSCP they tell. When ATP split in that headpiece, protons come from the matrix side, the rest of reaction water coming in as C-side oxide. So that whole ATPase complex is a proton pumping device. At high PMF it reverses, which is really rather nice. Not only will ATP break down, take up ions reversibly, but PMF from respiration drives the making of ATP. So to summarize, we've a membrane, proton impermeable too, with proticity generators, conveniently plug through. Each thus interacts with the other, squiggles just PMF and no more. An uncoupler simply functions by acting as proton or four.